Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
There's a ton going on right now, man. The NBA offseason is anything but off, Crowder. There really is a ton going on.
They found a way to take over the whole year.
Yeah. It's really the NFL also. Like, the second the NFL season's over, because right now it's sort of the quiet time with the NFL, but the second the season's over, it's like everything just gets put into hyperdrive, and free agency, NFL draft, like those two leagues, they figured it out, Crowder. Like, they really did.
Not a mistake, baby. That's why the salary cap keeps going up.
Yeah. Somebody did text in something funny. By the way, Hawk is off. He'll be back next week after July 4th. He's in Toronto just taking in as much gluten as he possibly can until he has to come back to real life. But somebody texted in, what are we feeding Manso today? Because Will Manso is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. And Crowder, it's a good point. Like, I didn't talk with Will Manso about having him meet us at a drive-thru. We've been doing drive-thru sports talk the past couple weeks. But I do have this idea of having somebody like Will Manso go to La Ventanita, to like La Carreta, or maybe like a Cafe Versailles, and do the interview while at, you know, the little Ventanita where he can order, you know, some croquetas, maybe a colada outside. So rather than drive through, just do it out at like a restaurant window and do it that way.
Listen, I think it's a great idea. I would really think it was a good idea if I knew what a La Ventanita was.
You don't know what La Ventanita is? Let's bring on Will Manso. Will Manso from Local 10. You can follow him on Twitter at Will Manso. He's the sports director. You also watch him on Bally Sports Sun during the Miami Heat season. Will, would you be down for that? Because have you heard these drive-through sports talk radio shows that we've been doing when Hawk is here, where, you know, like Mike Cunha will call in from a McDonald's drive-through and we hear the entire interaction?
I mean, the only difference is, you know, in La Ventanita, you're going to hear me and all the old viejos are going to be saying, oye, este tipo que está hablando. They're going to be saying, you know, in Spanish, what the heck is going on? So
the only difference is
we'll be the translator.
No, I mean, it'd be perfect, though, because Hawk and Crowder would have no idea what's going on. And then hopefully you can get some takes from one of these older gentlemen in Spanish. And then I just think it would satisfy a portion of the audience, you know, just that interaction.
Next time, how about this? Next time I'm in a Ventanita area around showtime, I will call in. I will let you know ahead of time and we'll do it. The only problem is I'm usually there in the morning. You know, when I'm in those areas, I'm there in the morning or something. You know, I'm not there at showtime. But I will find a way to make it work.
Yeah. Crowder, have you really never been to a – you don't know what a La Ventanita is? So, you know, outside like a Sergio's or – he has to know. You know
La Ventanita. Oh, it's the little baby window.
Yes, the baby window.
It's the walkthrough, why is it always a walkthrough? They can't put the driveway right there and make it a drive-through. Why does it have to be a walkthrough?
Because we need space to talk and commiserate and just sit there and just talk and, you know, and say dumb things for an hour and keep repeating ourselves and arguing. That's what it's fun. That's what makes it fun.
I mean, Will, these Americans, they wanna, you know, they wanna take the fun out of everything. Hey, park your car. How about you park your car, walk up, talk to the lady, and then talk to the old guy next to you for 30 minutes about something that doesn't make sense, and listen to his conspiracy theories. Whatever happened to the good old days, Will?
This is the crazy thing. I go to Three Palm. It's about 4 or 5 miles from the studio. It's called Three Palm Cuban Restaurant right there. And I go there before work sometimes. And the air conditioned inside is empty. And it's people piled up at the La Ventanita. And I'm like, why don't y'all just go sit down in the air condition?
Yeah, that's a good point. I think we're just something in our brain is preconditioned that we have to be outside sweating to converse and argue. I'm not sure what it is, but I grew up around. I do know that anytime I went to a Cuban restaurant with my dad, and we went to the window when I was a kid, we never went inside. I don't ever think I stepped foot inside of a Cuban restaurant when I was a kid. We just went outside and got everything.
Everything it's in cultural. Like a plastic brown bag, and the grease is seeping through. And then you pour your coffee on yourself on the drive home. So it's all a fun time, Crowder. You got to experience it.
I'm in. Next time I'm there, I will call.
Sounds good. Okay. If it's the culture, I'm all with the culture. So I hang out with y'all in the Ventanita.
Will, again, Local 10 sports director, reporter, anchor, Will Manso is kind enough to join us. So. Is the starting lineup next year, is it Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, and Victor Oladipo? Is that what Heat Twitter has made it out to be? Because I don't know if you've been following.
No. You forgot LeBron. LeBron, because remember, LeBron would want to play here too. So you forgot that one. Then that fills out maybe as a six-man Kyrie.
Yeah. So you know, so much has happened really over the past just 2-3 hours that we've been on the air with Kyrie Irving. Mm-hmm. I'll start there, Will. Everybody has their take on Kyrie Irving. We know all the ancillary stuff, all the off-the-court stuff. Really, it's just his inability to be available to be on the court. Really, Kyrie Irving wouldn't fall under the premise of a Heat culture guy, but would you like to see Kyrie Irving, if possible, in a Miami Heat uniform? Is that something that interests you?
I mean, would I want to see a 27-point scorer who's still just 29 years old and is one of the most gifted scorers that the league has seen in the last couple decades? Yeah, of course. I mean, I think as a fan, you have to sit there and say, why wouldn't you want a player like that? And I get all the other stuff. And, when you talk about Heat culture, and look, we've talked plenty about it over the years. I mean, Heat culture is great. It's real. But let's not kid ourselves to think that the Heat aren't known for taking chances on guys and going out and getting guys, whatever it may be. They want talent. Like, Pat Riley doesn't hit free agency going, okay, give me the analytics on my culture players. No, he says, give me the numbers. Like, who's out there? Who can we get? How do we make it work? And who's the most talented guy? And I would say Kyrie Irving falls in that category. To me, the other stuff you talked about, and it's certainly well known to the listener, is, we all know what it is. I think for him, it's more availability. Can Kyrie stay healthy? Can he play a full season? The vaccine stuff, the world of slash stuff, all that stuff. I mean, to me, you go out and you get the best players, and he's one of the best in the league, and you figure it out. If the culture is so good, and really what it's, this whole mythical culture of Pat Riley, that it's this thing that could transform anyone, then certainly you could transform a player as talented as that to buy into your system to try to win a championship.
And Will, with Pat, this whale hunting might be a gift and a curse, because I know he can go out and get in the room with any player in the league, but every single time. We went to game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals last year, and as soon as a guy's available, Will, the entire entire fan base, we're bringing in KD. Yep. Are we really whale hunting this offseason after being the second best team in the East?
I mean, that's the question too, Channing. And, Pat was asked about it a couple of weeks ago. I know I asked specifically as well, do you need that next level star player to win? And he joked and said, well, if you got him, give him to me. Because I think any team that's close would say, yeah, that certainly would put us over the hump. But I do think that there is, within the organization, I sense that there's a feeling that, look, this team is close. Jimmy's still in his prime. Bam is developing. Tyler's a guy that no matter what the fan base thinks is getting better, and he just needs to get stronger and obviously some things on defense, but he's obviously talented. There's a strong belief that this team is close. Now, if you can get a level, that type of level superstar, I think you have to try. But I don't think it's one of those things where the organization, again, you go by what Pat Riley says. I don't think if the Heat don't get a superstar, right, this offseason, if they don't come out with one of those star-level players, that they'll look and say, man, this was a bad offseason. There's no chance next year for an NBA title. No, I think with the core they have and with Jimmy, again, being Jimmy and Bam and Tyler and other guys are developing and what happens with Kyle and whether he comes back in better shape, whatever the case may be, they feel they're close. And I think they proved it last year. They are close. They were a shot away from the NBA Finals.
Will Manso, again, joining us here from Local 10. That was going to be my question, Will, because, you know, the expectations have now been heightened. And whether that's fair or not, I don't know. But the names that have been thrown out, right? Donovan Mitchell, maybe a change of scenery is something he'd be interested in. And there's no telling if Utah is actually willing to do that. I mean, we all joke about Dwayne Wade being the secret spy agent over in Utah. But let's be real. I mean, it's harder to get rid of your franchise guy than those of us, just those bystanders on social media make it seem, right? Like, it's not just, oh, okay, trade Donovan Mitchell. Well, again, the names are Donovan Mitchell, Bradley Beal. Now you throw Kyrie Irving in the mix. Now you're even maybe throwing Kevin Durant in the mix based off what Brian Windhorst said earlier today on ESPN, which is that the Nets would literally, they'd rather lose both of them than go, the quote was, than go through what they went through last season.
That's crazy, huh? Just crazy.
Right. Right. You kind of answered it there, but are these expectations a little unfair now? And again, it's not what the Heat are doing. It's more of what we're doing, where we're looking at these names and saying, oh, these are legitimate opportunities. Whale hunting, go out, get these guys. Like, isn't it a little unfair what they're doing? Like you mentioned, they're one shot away from the finals.
I mean, is it unfair? Probably. But I'll tell you what. I mean, you kind of have to blame it, in a sense, on Riley and what he's created the last 20-plus years, is that this organization is used to either winning or finding guys that will help them win. And when you don't win, going and finding, you know, more guys. And I think he has created this culture and this atmosphere that just being good isn't enough. And last year they were very good. Again, one of the top three teams in the league all season and in the playoffs as well, falling short a shot. But that's not the standard. So while it might be a little unfair, guys, and certainly, you know, to expect that every great player is just going to come to the Heat, I think the fact that he's built that, and this organization has the last 20-plus years, the respect people have for Pat Riley, and let's face it, the fact that a lot of players love to be here. I mean, a lot of players train in the offseason in Miami. They love it down here. They certainly don't mind being part of that. I mean, even Kevin Durant, who you mentioned earlier, remember a few years ago, he took a meeting with the Heat knowing they probably, there was no chance they were going to get him. But just out of respect for Pat Riley, to have the conversation, to be in the same room and talk about building a team and what it takes, I think that tells you a little bit why the Heat are always in the mix. So it might be unfair of us as fans to do it, but I think we all see why we do it, because the Heat are always going to be on that next step of what they can do to improve the team.
And a player I loved when he got here, from everybody loves, I think, was P.J. Tucker. Will, did he price himself out? The $10 million a year is too much for the Heat, because the reports are he's going to take a 3-for-30 with the 76ers, are what the reports are saying.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. People have asked me if I'm surprised, and I have to say I'm not, because I talked to someone not long, you know, before the end of the season about P.J., and they told me, look, P.J.'s at 37. Remember, he left to Europe early in his career, went overseas to play, and his road to the NBA to become a champion and this great player wasn't the normal road of a first-round pick who makes a ton of money. At his age and with a ring already and being the guy that's so important to so many teams, he may just go out and go get the best situation for him. Obviously, he's not going to go to a crappy team, a losing team, and take money, but there are plenty of winning teams that will give him money. I think that he'd have to make that decision, but I think from within, I'm pretty sure that he knew, like, there was a possibility that P.J. was just going to go out and go, deservedly so, go get that last contract. Go get paid at 37. And, yeah, probably with a contender and a very good team. And the Heat just have to figure it out, Channing. I mean, do I think they will absolutely match the third year? No, I don't know that for a fact. And I think there are going to be a lot of discussions within that are already going on of, like, are we going to take that next step when it happens? Because I think at this point, it's not if it happens, it's when it happens once free agency starts. And I think Pat Riley's going to be on the phone with PJ and his representatives and say, hey, what are we going to do, because we want to keep you? And then they're going to have to decide if they value him so much that they're going to take that third year on.
Again, Will Manso joining us here on the Hockman and Crowder Show. Will, enough with the basketball talk. Let's get serious here. Today is National Ice Cream Cake Day. And in the last segment, I went out on a limb and I said that I just get this vibe from you that you're an ice cream cake lover. Or at the very least, you like ice cream cake. Did I hit that on the head?
I mean, listen, I hit Carvel up about once a week when I was a kid. I talked to my dad. The Cuban restaurant was one place, but Carvel, the cakes, was the other. And whenever I'm in West Palm to visit family, there's a Carvel very close still by my where I grew up, and I take the girls there. So, yeah, I love a good ice cream cake. I can't say I eat it often, but whenever I see a Carvel, you can bet that I'm stopping and I'm grabbing some ice cream cake with the little crumbles and the vanilla and the little frosting. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm a sucker for it.
Will, you just said crumbles. Yeah, hey, you've seen me. Will, I thought you were a man, Will. My thing was that you were a man. No, you like ain't no crumbles. Ice cream cake.
I like the little crumbles. I like an ice cream cake. I like a little ice. Now, my stomach doesn't like it. That's a whole different story. But I like it. I enjoy it.
Yeah. Come on. We're not soft.
No,
like Crowder.
I'm soft. I'm soft. I like some ice cream cake. I'm okay to admit it. I'm a little soft when it comes to sweets. That's my weakness. Sweets are my weakness.
I'm saying you're not soft. I mean, we could take down some crumbles and we'll be all right. You know, I mean, the ice cream cake is just,
I'll
delicacy.
I'll put those crumbles anywhere. Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Ridiculous.
Well, man, so the next time he's on this show, he'll be appearing live from a Ventanita somewhere in Miami. I'm really looking forward to that. It's going to be...
It'll have to be Little Havana. I will hit up Little Havana. I will find a spot, and I will call.
I love this. I love this, Crowder. I cannot wait. Will, thank you so much. Muchas gracias. And we'll talk to you from Little Havana in a couple days.
All right. Look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.